Hey there, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Tuesday, February 19th. Q has been extremely busy, and I have been burning the midnight oil, getting up early in the morning, trying to keep up with all of Q's posts. I began this thread on February 17th on Twitter, wrapped it up this morning, and I started another thread with posts that Q is publishing today. So this one will cover Q posts up until last night. For those of you following at home, Q posts can be found on qmap.pub, qanon.pub. If you have an Android device, you can get Q alerts and Q drops to give you alerts when Q is posting. My theme for this broadcast is You Are the News Now. Q has been reminding us that with the death of the mainstream media, citizen journalists are increasingly the sources people go to for news and information. There are thousands of us out there, and I created this meme to honor just a few of the people that are providing citizen journalism. If people are going to trust us, we're responsible to report news and current events as accurately as we can. Doesn't mean we're not going to make mistakes, but we should avoid manipulation through unsubstantiated claims that are likely to evoke strong emotional responses, what is usually done with clickbait. Some people on social media pushed a narrative causing fear about amnesty poison pills that were supposedly hidden in the bill to fund border security. Q posted a link to an article about that and reminded Patriots, be careful who you follow. Dan Scavino posted a picture of the chief of the Army Corps of Engineers meeting with the president to discuss funding and plans for the border wall. Q posted a link to that picture and said, Army Chief of Engineers, all future construction. How long have anons known? Fake news attacking us daily. These are predictable. Stupid. Nothing to see here, Q. We have known about the president's plan to build a wall through the Army Corps of Engineers since last March when we decoded a Q post. Carpe Donctum made a video meme about recent discussions between Jim Acosta and the president.
On the border with Mexico, the president went down to the border earlier today to get a look at the situation down here. He declared that the nation is under attack on the border, but that is only one of many misleading statements he's made throughout the day as he's in hot pursuit of that wall.
Frankly, that is how we make America great again.
We're not seeing any kind of imminent danger. There are no migrants.
You are a rude, terrible person. You are the enemy of the people. I want them to come into the country, but they have to come in legally. You know, they have to come in, Jim, through a process. That's enough.
Mr. President,
I'm
going to ask one of the other folks.
That's enough.
Pardon me, ma'am. I'm
Mr. Excuse President. Me. That's enough.
Mr. President.
That's enough.
And Q posted a link and said, on the daily, Q. Just an illustration of the hassles the president has to go through with the mainstream media. And Anon posted a tweet by Devin Nunez, who asked if Russians met with Democrat and Clinton operatives before and after the Trump Tower meeting between Don Trump Jr., Paul Manafort, and Jared Kushner, and Russian attorney Natalia Veselnitskaya. Which brings up an interesting point I'm going to cover here in just a second. Q responded to the Anon with this post. And it's an old post from August, and it talks about how the deep state used the Mueller investigation to silence people that they illegally spied upon. So Q wrote, you have more than you know. Why did Loretta Lynch, LL in brackets, Attorney General of the United States, also in brackets, grant special entry to Natalia Veselnitskaya, Don Jr. setup meeting. Why was NV, in brackets, apparently she's also going to be in trouble here, barred from entering prior to that authorization? If you have no real evidence of Russian collusion, you must attempt to manufacture it. And that is exactly what they did. So this is the previous drop from Q. It explains how they set up surveillance of people. The vessel in the sky is allotted to the country. She meets with Paul Manafort. She meets with Don Jr. She meets with Jared Kushner. And those people then become suspects. If you want to silence those people about how they were legally spied on, you enter them into the Mueller investigation, and then Mueller puts pressure on them to plead guilty to some process crime and keeps them quiet. What is interesting about this is Carter Page. He was spied on, like the rest of them, but because his FISA application came under scrutiny by congressional investigators, he was actually not entered into the Mueller investigation. Doing that would have probably exposed the deep state's methods of keeping people quiet. So Russian attorney Natalia Veselnitskaya is kind of a murky figure in the Spygate operation. And to understand her part, I just want to do briefly go through a timeline of events of how she got into the country and who authorized it. In October of 2015, so this was 13 months before the presidential election of 2016, she applied for a visa to represent her client, Denis Katsiev, owner of Prevazon Holdings. Prevazon is a Russian company that's based in Cyprus and that was being sued by the U.S. government. All right, so she was not representing the company. She was a personal attorney for the owner of the company. This article from CBS News says that her application was denied. Instead of giving her a regular visa, the Department of Justice stepped in and gave her what is called immigration parole. And that is a discretionary act that the statute allows the Attorney General to do in extraordinary circumstances. She was allowed into the country in October, and that is why the president has said that Loretta Lynch was the one who actually allowed her into the country. In March of 2016, she applied for an extension to come back in the country. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara denied the request because she and her client were not required to appear at those legal proceedings. Then in June, she applied a third time. According to this article from Reuters, Veselnitskaya obtained a visa from the State Department in June to enter the country, according to a government filing last week. The filing, which came in response to a new request by Veselnitskaya to be allowed into the U.S. for a November 9th hearing in the now settled Prevazon case. And that filing cited a Fox News report from the previous July. So it sounds like, from what I can understand, this is a rather confusing thing, but the first time she was approved entry by Loretta Lynch and the DOJ. The second time she was approved entry by the State Department. Why the State Department got involved, I don't know, but that's sort of the history there. On June 3rd, Rob Goldstone emailed Don Trump Jr., letting him know that they had dirt that would help them incriminate Hillary. And then there was a follow-up call on the 6th. Don Jr. didn't know who he was going to be meeting or what information would be provided at the time that he agreed to go to this meeting. On June 7th, Don Jr. confirmed the meeting with himself, Paul Manafort, and Jared Kushner. And then on the 8th, this is where it gets interesting. So in the tweet that was posted by the Anon that Q responded to, Devin Nunes asked if Veselnitskaya met with Democrat or Clinton operatives before and after the Trump Tower meeting with Don Jr. and Paul Manafort. Roger Stone says in this article that she met with Glenn Simpson, the owner of Fusion GPS, on June 8th, the day before the meeting. On June 9th, the day that she met with Manafort, Kushner, and Don Jr., she also was in court, and Glenn Simpson was there. And then she met with Manafort, Don Jr., and Kushner. And then the next day, June 10th, Veselnitskaya had dinner again with Glenn Simpson. So according to Roger Stone, she met with Glenn Simpson the day before the meeting, the day of the meeting, and the day after the meeting. And I suspect that was because she was giving Glenn Simpson Fusion GPS owner information and perhaps getting orders on what things she needed to do and talk about. So that is the answer to the question that Devin Nunes asked and that Q responded to. We have this tweet by 333rd Revolution on Twitter. Posted a picture of Where We Go One, We Go All, tagged on a bus stop. This is in Jersey City. Q reposted that link and said, this is bigger than you realize. The purpose of the fake news attacks is to slow growth and reach. All right. Sensei Common posted a picture of, this is interesting. This is a Q painted on the door at Scottish Parliament. Q responded to that tweet with this, as a link to the tweet, similar to below, and there's a link to a YouTube video, which is a scene, it's called The Revolutionary Speech, from the film V for Vendetta. I'm not going to include it in this video because I don't want to get a copyright strike. Despite the House and Senate Intelligence Committees both concluding that there's no evidence of collusion between Donald Trump and Russia, mainstream media has done little reporting on that fact, preferring to make people hopeful that Mueller is going to somehow nail the president. Q posted a link to that article. How do you know when the media is biased and pushing a knowingly false narrative? Disinformation campaign designed to buy them more time by attempting to con enough people in order to remove a duly elected president in order to save themselves from prosecution. Fake news is the enemy of the people. Q posted this, Bible verses. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one, 2 Thessalonians 3:3. God is our refuge and strength and everlasting help in trouble, Psalm 46:1. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, Matthew 6:13. More transcripts of congressional hearings are being released. The latest one is with former FBI Chief Counsel James Baker, who said at least two Trump cabinet officials were reported to be in support of using the 25th Amendment to oust the president. 25th Amendment is the one that allows the president to be removed if he is found mentally incompetent. Q posted a link to that article and said, information waterfall, buckle up, traitors in brackets, Q. We are getting a lot more information about all these measures and moves that were taken to try to get rid of the president by the deep state. The question is, how much information can we handle? Well, it's coming. All right. And Anon thought we should find out who the traitors were that supported removing the president. Q responded, they were already removed. When was Page removed from the investigation? That would be Lisa Page. What month? July 2017, early. When was Scaramucci hired? July 2017, late, regarding the Scaramucci model. 5x5. So Q is telling us that Sean Spicer and Rens Priebus were the ones that removed. I think Q is suggesting that they may have gone along with suggestions to remove Trump by the 25th Amendment. Those who left the White House, the majority, did not have a choice. All remained pro-MAGA and loyal to the president. Why are we attacked by pro-MAGA? The establishment runs deep. Logical thinking, Q. Right, so Q movement is being attacked by some people who claim to be MAGA and former advisors to the president because they're really establishment people, and it runs deep. It's really hard to tell who all the people are. Q posted a couple of links to statements by the president concerning his plan to fund and implement border security. Here's the first one, and here's the second one. What is interesting about these documents is the Anons kind of dug in there and figured it all out. This section here says numerous provisions purport in certain circumstances to condition the authority of officers to spend or reallocate funds on the approval of congressional committees. Let's see, sections B, Division E, section 403, 409, Division G, section 188, 405, and 406. These are impermissible forms of congressional aggrandizement in the execution of the laws other than by the enactment statutes. So the Anon says, so all restrictions are off. And Q responds, trust your president. This Anon had this to say. Trump's statement is brilliant. Deep state loaded the bill with multiple facets to block it. And his White House statement, just released, systemically points out section by section where they tried to block him, and he's countering that by citing presidential and constitutional authority. Shall we play a game where we go one, we go all? Q reposted that Anon's comments. And this Anon said, I trust POTUS and I trust the Lord. The Lord is leading POTUS, of that I'm certain. And Q said, the Lord is leading us all, good versus evil, Q. And Anon had this summary. These phrases below imply that Trump plans on following his constitutional rights, no matter what he signed in the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2019, which authorizes appropriations to fund the operation of a number of agencies in the federal government through September 30, 2019. My administration will treat each of these provisions consistent with the president's constitutional authorities with respect to foreign relations, and my administration will continue the practice of treating provisions like these as advisory and non-binding, and third one, my administration will make appropriate efforts to notify the relevant committees before taking the specified actions and will accord with recommendations of such committees all appropriate and serious consideration. But it will not treat spending decisions as dependent on the approval of congressional committees. So I would agree that those statements let us know that the president is going to do what he needs to do. Q reposted that and said, you are the news now. All right. And Anon reposted a drop from Q, which indicated that Sean Spicer and Reince Priebus were removed by Scaramucci. And then Q posted this. It is a repost of the entire drop. The Scaramucci play, temp hire to remove embedded untrustworthy staffers, Spicer and Priebus. Temp people can be very dangerous to those who are targeted, think Whitaker. All right. Q was dropping like crazy that night, so I was having a hard time keeping up. T-Boots posted a video featuring a gentleman who is tired of Trump haters destroying the country. I'll let you listen to this video.
Testing. Really? Man, I don't understand it. Obviously, it's not Republicans out there causing all this destruction. You know, burning up the streets, blocking roads, and things like that. It's the liberals, you know? These are the same people that are against the Second Amendment because they want to decrease violence and nobody should have guns. The same people that are anti-abortion because they want to save lives. And you're causing all this destruction just because your candidate lost. See, that's the problem with this country. You can't always get your way. Everybody wants to be politically correct. Quit being crybabies. Ain't nothing free. You ain't no slave. You don't get your way. So you act like a two-year-old, burning up people's stuff, destroying the streets, making people late for work. Man, I'm glad I don't live in New York City or Washington or Oregon, because I would run one of y'all asses over. You are outrageous, man. You are the exact reason why Donald Trump won the election. Because we're tired of you crybabies. You didn't earn anything. None of you put on a uniform. But you're quick to disrespect the flag. Not want to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Not want to recognize the Bible. But you want everything. You didn't fight for anything, but you want it. It doesn't work like that. You know, I think it should be all these people out there that want to protest and burn stuff up. I don't think the cops should protect them. Obviously, when people look at the flag and say, that's not my flag, Donald Trump is not my president, then you know what? Then obviously, this ain't your damn country. Leave. Find another flag. Find another president. Go to Mexico. I really don't care. But quit tearing up stuff. Quit causing destruction and preaching peace because you're contradicting yourself. I'm Deion Alexander, American First.
And there's a repost by Q. Someone on Twitter posted a list of countries that require IDs in order to vote. And Q responded with this. It's very simple. Without the illegal vote, Dems lose. Previous illegal immigrant population versus Democrat win by county was already provided. This is the second example. So Q has a map here over on the right. Green states are states that do not issue driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. States in brown do issue driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. And then Q asks a question, why do Ds push for illegals to obtain a driver's license? Does having a driver's license make it easier to vote? It's a link to a page there. And then Q asks, what states provide driver's licenses to illegals? What checks are in place within each of the driver's license granted states to prevent voting 2, 3, 4, or 5 times? Compare that versus 2016 presidential election results, this map. What do you notice? Do you believe in coincidences? Memes are important. Facts matter. That map came from this link that Q posted. Q asked if having driver's licenses makes it easier for illegal immigrants to vote. In some cases, yes. The California DMV, which issues those cards, has made mistakes in the past and allowed illegal aliens to vote. All right, so Q posted a map showing the breakdown of the Electoral College voting in the 2016 election. And if you notice, there's a lot of similarity between that previous map with states that allow illegal immigrants to obtain driver's licenses. And Anon made a GIF of, it's an overlay of both maps, and you can see the correlation between states that allow illegal immigrants to have driver's licenses and those that don't, and the ones that Hillary won in the election. All right. And Anon posted this meme, is the black population waking up? Q reposted this drop. It's an old drop from October 31st. And the previous post asked, why do Dems want to control the black population? Why do they intentionally keep them poor and in need? Why do Dems project racism on a daily basis against Republicans? Why do black elected officials do the crazy talk on behalf of the Ds? Maxine Waters. All right, so QS date posted early, October 31st, 2017, prior to the black population awakening. Why did we emphasize as important? When you are awake, you can see clearly. Q. And exit polls during the 2016 presidential election placed the president's popularity among black voters at around 10%, significantly more men than women. An October 29, 2018 Rasmussen poll, this is 2 days before Halloween last year, put the president's approval rating among blacks at 40%. So yes, it seems people are waking up. If you like the zero deltas, Q and the president posting at the same time, stick around because I've got some zero deltas for you. All right, so Anon noticed that the president was tweeting at the same time Q was posting and said yet another blatant Q proof. Double zero delta. Trump's team is with us today, friends. And I'll give you some graphics on that in just a minute. Q plus, which we believe is the president, posted, we love our memes, don't we, folks? All right, so we have this graphic, and just divide it in half. On the left-hand side, you have a tweet by the president at 1:28 p.m., and you have this post by Q at 1:28 p.m. And on the right-hand side, you have a tweet by the president at 1:29 p.m. and a Q post at 1:29 p.m. So Q reposted the Anon's graphic, and Anon created a graphic showing the latest zero delta post and tweet by Q and the president, and a previous one from February 10th. And I'll draw your attention to the bottom. It says 16 total now. That's zero deltas. So the Anon, someone has been tracking all the posts by Q and tweets by the president where they tweeted and posted at the same time within 1 minute. And the Anon says there has been 16 occurrences of that so far, including two today. And again, we've got the map overlay, and then we have the GIF that was created. Q said, "Great work, Patriot. Slowing the animation will further highlight." And then Q said, "Think about why separated both maps into two posts instead of placing one in the original. At what point does it become mathematically impossible?" Right. So Q could have done one post and had both maps, but he posted twice, 1 minute apart, and the president tweeted twice, 1 minute apart, at the same time, both times. Right. So how many coincidences before it becomes mathematically impossible? That is a good question. The Senate Judiciary Chair, Lindsey Graham, promised to subpoena former top FBI and DOJ officials to determine their involvement in the attempt to remove President Trump from office. There's an article from Fox. Q reposted a link to that article and asked, was this planned, Q? And we have a drop from November 7th where Q said, but this is right after the election, Q said, "We got what we needed. Thank you, Patriots. Senate means everything. Think judges, Supreme Court, and cabinet." And Q said investigations would shift to the Senate Judiciary, which Lindsey Graham is a chair of now. And he is going after the crooks. All right. On February 15th, it was announced that Matt Whitaker was going to remain in the Department of Justice working in the office of the Associate Attorney General. That was actually breaking news on the 15th. However, Q told us that back on February 9th. link to that article. Whitaker to remain at DOJ senior staff, senior counselor in the Associate Attorney General's office. Planned Q. More proof that Q is in the loop. One of the hardest red pills to swallow, and I'm just going to say this for people that might be new, is wrapping your mind around the fact that the media and the intelligence community lied to us when they painted Edward Snowden as a hero for leaking the PRISM and X Keyscore NSA surveillance tools. Snowden was and still is a CIA asset who was used by the CIA to discredit the NSA to give the CIA supremacy. So Q hasn't posted about Snowden in a while, but posted that drop on the 17th at Snowden. "What happens when Russia gives you up? Will the CIA protect you? Sleep is important, Q." And this Anon said, "Who can sleep with all these drops? Sounding like Chinese water torture." I was not sleeping much that night. All right, let me unroll the rest of my thread here. We need a lot of memes off the board about Snowden. All right, Cory Booker said he was going to withhold judgment on the alleged attack on Empire actor Jesse Smollett after calling the incident an attempted modern-day lynching a couple of hours after it was first reported last month. That event gave Kamala Harris and Cory Booker an opportunity to author a bill making lynching a federal crime. More importantly, gave them a chance to push a false narrative that violence by white supremacists is dramatically increasing. So Q reposted the link to the article and some pictures with Jesse Smollett hanging out with the Obamas and Kamala Harris and some other people. And Q wrote this, Harris, Kamala Harris, and Cory Booker, applying political pressure regarding Chicago PD in the Smollett false flag case. That case, by the way, turned out to be, I don't know if you'd call it a hoax or a false flag, a little bit of both. What bill did the Senate recently pass regarding lynching? That was a bill that they authored, making it a federal crime. Who were the authors of the bill? That was Booker and Harris. What false flag event took place just prior to the passing of the bill? Did the false flag event involve a noose? Did the false flag event sway senators in their decision to prevent fake news attacks regarding the Smollett case? Did fake news contact many senators prior to voting and seeking out pro, nay, and attempt to coerce using Smollett case as a foundation for a possible future smear. You can just assume the questions here all should be answered yes. When Q is asking these rhetorical questions, he's also telling us the answer. What is the mathematical probability of these two events occurring within the same time period? Zero. What was the relationship of Smollett and Booker and Harris? They were pretty good pals. Will Rahm Emanuel get involved? Will the Chicago PD cave under pressure? These people are sick. Wake up, America. All right, so we've all been played. It just looks like this whole thing was staged. We now know that the two people who supposedly assaulted Smollett were actually accomplices and friends of his. They were paid. They actually practiced what they were going to do. It was just kind of a hoax, the whole thing. All right, Kamala Harris has this tweet. Jesse Smollett is one of the kindest, most gentle human beings I know. I pray for his quick recovery. This is an attempted modern-day lynching. No one should have to fear for their life because of their sexuality or color or their skin. We must confront this hate. Well, that is true. However, she and Cory Booker jumped on it pretty quickly after this happened, and this tweet is still up. She hasn't taken it down. All right, Q posted this. How do you infiltrate the mainstream media? Example one. ABC News executive producer Ian Cameron is married to Susan Rice, national security advisor to Obama. CBS News, CNN journalist, Biana Vitalievna, married to Peter Orszag, director of Office of Budget and Management for Hussein. CBS News president David Rhodes, brother of Ben Rhodes, who was national security advisor to Obama. ABC News correspondent Claire Shipman, married to Jay Carney, White House press secretary for Obama. Mainstream media is the arm extension of the D party. Nothing to see here. All right. And Q then posted this graphic, which shows a lot of these connections between people in the media and political operatives. And Q said, the world is waking up to the truth. Expect attacks to dramatically intensify across all platforms. Q. I don't love it when Q says that kind of thing. It's like we don't already have enough censorship and enough attacks, but looks like we're going to get more. Okay, moving along. Q posted this. It's a link to an article by Time Magazine announcing that Q was one of the 25 most influential people on the internet. And Q said they knew the reach of the Q movement then. Think about it now. And an Anon posted the image and said, hey, both Q and the president made the cut. That is true. All right. Then an Anon posted this. New tweet by the president, 1 minute delta. And it's about the Mueller investigation. Totally conflicted, illegal, and rigged. Should never have been allowed to begin, except for the collusion and many crimes committed by the Democrats. Witch hunt. All right. Q responded and said, three today, 30 Delta posts. What are the odds of that? So, unless I'm mistaken, that would be 17 total, 0 Delta posts for Q's mission, completed on February 17th. And of course, Q is the 17th letter of the alphabet. It's a lot of 17s. And Anon made this graphic. It's actually really good. And I don't know that I can zoom in enough for you to see it. But what you'll want to know from this graphic is that in the first post by Q, the green map with brown, that post came out at 13:28 and 46 seconds Eastern Time. The president's tweet came out at 13:28 and 57 seconds Eastern Time. So about 11 seconds later. In the second case, Q posted the red and blue map. That was at 13:29 and 7 seconds. President posted 13:29, 40 seconds. So there was a 33-second difference the president tweeted after. And then the last one, Q posted at 18:44 and 38 seconds, and the president posted at 18:45 and 13 seconds. So less than a minute difference. But again, Q posted before the president in each of these three cases and within 1 minute. Now, Q says, excellent graphic. Seconds matter. Mathematically impossible. 17th Q. Right. So how in the world is Q posting three times in 1 day within a minute of the president and preceding the president by less than a minute every single time? I don't know what you would say to convince someone that that is just a coincidence. I don't know how that works. To me, it's just not a coincidence. All right. When Peter Strzok testified in a closed-door congressional hearing on June 27th of last year, Q dropped quotes from that hearing at around 10:30 in the morning, long before that congressional hearing was over. Mark Meadows was interviewed later on that evening, and his comments about the hearing confirmed what Q had posted about Strzok's testimony. These are just some quotes. I'm not going to read them. But I wanted to give you an illustration if you're new to this. Q will sometimes take quotes or paraphrase things that are in closed-door sessions or closed-door meetings and give us information about that. That was the case on the night of the 17th. So I'm just going to read this. This is looks like it's a transcript for a conversation between the new Attorney General, William Barr, and Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Bob, show me the evidence and reasoning for why this investigation was started and still ongoing. Mueller responding to Barr. With regards to the president, we have found no links or ties to any foreign entity, etc. Barr then said to Mueller, mandate was clear, verify and investigate reports of possible foreign collusion between the president and Russia. What justification existed to effectively launch a massive domestic foreign and surveillance campaign against the president, president-elect, and members of his transition and campaign team? Mueller responds, the Steele dossier along with media corroboration of those findings. Barr then asks, was the Steele report a trusted and verified report per intel to continue, especially considering the funding party was the opposition party? Mueller responds, those facts were never taken into consideration. FISA court granted authorization to conduct based on conclusions presented. Barr then asks Mueller, was FISA court made aware of all the details surrounding the dossier? Mueller responds, no. We believe there was urgency placed on the authorization, given the gravity and timeline of events that those involved negated to populate fully. So rather than giving a full report to FISA court and populating all the information and giving them all the information they needed, they cut corners, didn't fully advise FISA court about the underlying evidence. Barr then responds, why were efforts made to continue investigating the president, interrupt his official capacity in governing, if the only document presented was unsubstantiated and unverified? Why were questions and threats of subpoena communicated to the president if no factual foundation existed? All charges thus far are unrelated to the original mandate. Why are you still active and pursuing a crime if no verifiable evidence or evidence through discovery exists? Barr then asks questions to Rosenstein. What justification did you have to effectively expand the mandate, not report that expansion to Congress, in order to seek a crime outside of Russia collusion? What specific reasoning and or facts existed to justify the appointment of a special counsel to begin with per the law? Why did you recommend to Sessions that he should recuse? Why wasn't the mandate and budget and regular updates provided to Congress upon request? Why is everything being kept confidential and under inappropriate classification? Was the purpose of investigating to find a crime versus investigating evidence of a crime? And then Q signs off class 1 through 99, Q. So evidently we've got, I think, a summary here of some questions that our new attorney general was asking the special counsel and Rosenstein. I don't know what class 1 through 99 means. It has appeared in Q's post previously, Q has not given us clear indication of what it means. People do have guesses, but I'm not going to speculate on that. I don't know that it's all that relevant. What's relevant is the content that Q gave us, which looks like Barr is on the case as far as Rosenstein and the Mueller investigation goes. I was so glad to see that post. I was sitting here on my computer. I was like, Denise, get over here. Check this out. You're not going to believe this. I read it to her. Her eyes got as big as saucers. So immediately after Q posted that about Barr, the president tweets about Barr. William Barr is arriving at Justice Department that desperately needs an infusion of credibility, writes Kim Strassel, Wall Street Journal. All right, so Q reposts the president's tweet. Do you believe in coincidences? Kitchen is hot, Q. Oh my gosh, there's just so many things going on that night. So Lisa May Crowley, one of our Q decoders on Twitter, posted this. A hot kitchen is the area of the kitchen where all the foods undergo final prep. It's the stage where meals are cooked, plated, and garnished just before serving the guest or customer. Barr is the chef and justice will be served. I like that interpretation. Okay. Q said, disregard any spelling errors on the move. There was a spelling error. It was actually Q wrote Bart instead of Barr up here, but not a big deal. Gonna continue. All right, and Anon posted this. After listening to the 60 Minutes interview with Andrew McCabe, classic deflection, the dog ate my homework. Evidence of a crime is what you need, Mr. FBI, not dislike and bias to open an investigation. And then in quotes, former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe says President Trump's own words were among the reasons top officials decided to open a counterintelligence probe and obstruction of justice investigation to him. Link to a CNN tweet. Q reposted that and then wrote, dead cat bounce, nothing can stop this, Q. Dead cat bounce is an investing term when a stock is in a long downtrend and has a little tiny uptick. In a long downtrend, they call that a dead cat bounce because it might give you a little bit of hope or optimism, but you're still in a long downtrend. All right, Mariah S. posted this, some images of movie posters, knowing that Q loves movies and good movie posters. Enjoy the show. Got FISAgate, Trump 2020, sanctions are coming, tarmac, and then Trump 45. Q reposted that link and said, impressive, most impressive. All right, then I went to bed. I think I woke up the next day and we had this post from Q. It is a link and it's a graphic to the four families over three generations that essentially control California's politics and economy. And Q wrote, what family runs California? They're all connected. Wealth, power, influence, rigged. The more you know, Q. So we've got Pat Brown, and then we've got Jerry Brown below him. We've got the Pelosi family, John Pelosi, and then you got Nancy and Paul Pelosi. You have William Newsom, and of course his kids, and grandkid Gavin Newsom, who is the current governor. And then you've got J. Paul Getty and his kids. So those are the families that run the state of California politics. Q then posted a link to an article. It's an interview with CBS News correspondent Lara Logan. She did an interview with Breitbart, talked about the problems inherent in a politically slanted media, really kind of admitted that the mainstream media is very much left slanted. It's a great article. I would definitely check that out if you get a chance. Lara Logan, seek out Breitbart to know the other side. So Q reposted a link to that article, interview. It takes courage to speak the truth these days, Q. That night, there was a virtual carpet bombing of Q posts on Facebook and Twitter, and it apparently upset some people. As The Guardian wrote an article that came out that next morning, another hit piece on Q, about how conspiracies like Q will destroy democracy. Q reposted the link to the article. What does fear look like? And there's a reference in the article to 30 million people following Q. Q said 30 million use QAnon across censored platforms. Incorrect. It's much more. The Great Awakening, where we go one, we go all, Q. And Anon posted some screenshots from the article. Q reposted the Anon's graphic and said, read between the lines regarding the MSM being slanted to the left. Research for yourself. Trust yourself. No one news location will provide unbiased content. Wake up. Facts matter. You are the news now. Q. And that is true. I do not really trust or rely on one news outlet. People ask me all the time, what news agency do you trust? I don't trust any of them. I read a lot of different news outlets, and I think what we really need to do is we need to learn to discern the difference between truth and error, darkness from light. And if you learn to discern that, you'll be able to read any article, listen to any interview, and discern the truth about it. All right. Dan Bongino said that Andrew McCabe's statements in his interview with 60 Minutes demonstrated there was a coup attempt against Donald Trump. The president quoted Bongino in a tweet. This was on the morning of the 18th. This was an illegal coup attempt on the president of the United States, Dan Bongino on Fox and Friends. True. Q reposted that link to the president's tweet and wrote, the president of the United States, the commander-in-chief, agreed that an illegal coup attempt was made against him. Now stop and understand the gravity of that acknowledgement. Do you believe nothing will happen? Do you believe no one will be prosecuted? POTUS making statements for no reason? How do you introduce the truth to those who are still asleep? Is the declassification coming? The message must be direct, bypass the non-reporting of the truth, facts by the fake spin the narrative news. Q. And Anon posted this. It's a tweet by James Woods. If these actions were directed against the sitting Democrat president, this would be a Watergate level story on the national media by now. Was there an attempt by an acting deputy attorney general to weaponize the DOJ in a presidential coup d'etat? Q reposted that and said this. Attempt to isolate at FBI and DOJ. Do you believe the FBI and DOJ acted alone? If Hillary directed and financed the dossier in order to obtain the bulk so-called evidence, in order to generate circular news articles, think Yahoo, and obtain a FISA court sign-off, is it reasonable to think that members of the intel apparatus, State Department, White House, foreign allies, etc., were also involved? The biggest scandal in our known history, a new word for treason will need to be invented. Why does Hussein continue to proudly state his administration was scandal-free? Define projection, Q. Well, Obama is claiming that his administration was scandal-free because it is rocked with scandal and all those scandals are about to come out. Q posted a rather long post. I broke it up into three sections and I'm just going to read it. How can an entity known only as Q, that is faceless, nameless, and fameless, begin to ask questions on 4chan, now 8chan, and build something of this magnitude? How can this same Q entity garner such a massive amount of worldwide mainstream media, fake news in brackets, attention and attacks? How is it possible this Q entity can forecast future events or know when POTUS is about to tweet? How is it possible future proves past regarding information provided? How is it possible this Q entity, an entity who began by merely asking questions on 4chan and 8chan, was able to fill in the blank? Think logically. People are craving truth. People are craving transparency. People are craving equal justice under the law. People are craving good. People are craving right. People are craving true freedom. People are craving safety and security. People are craving fill in the blank. Proofs negate falsehood, conspiracy attacks. Those who attack have an agenda or remain plugged into the biggest disinformation campaign to be ever witnessed. Let's go to part two. Ask yourself, why are liberals always angry? Why do they curse? Why do they slander? Push fake labels, racist, sexist, etc. Why do they create emotional outbursts when they're challenged? Why are they violent? Why do they form mobs, packs? Why are they incapable of listening to the other side? Fascist? When you don't have facts to support your arguments, present logical reasoning, you must resort to the above tactics. The narrative is designed to keep people in a constant state of fear, thereby forcing anger, rage, and violence. Emotionally unstable people are easier to control. They want you divided. Divided by race, divided by class, divided by religion, divided by political affiliation, divided as human beings. Divided you are weak, together you are strong. When you are strong, you think for yourself. When you are strong, you challenge what you're told to believe. When you are strong, you're awake. When you are strong, you are no longer controlled. Trust yourself. Trust that you are not alone. Trust that there are good people right beside you, fighting for what we know to be right. God bless you all. Where we go one, we go all. Q. And they will try to divide us, but they're not going to succeed. All right. Q wrote this. We have a flag here and definition of patriot, definition of traitor. We've read these before. Q wrote, fellow patriots, what you're about to learn, and you are learning, should not only scare you, but intensify your resolve to take back control. Freedom, in brackets. The information that will become public will further demonstrate the criminal and corrupt, pure evil, abusive power that the Hussein administration undertook in joint efforts with domestic and foreign dignitaries. Link to a YouTube video. Where we go one, we go all. Q. All right, I'm doing some art. If you'd like to come and hijack my memes on Twitter, you are welcome to grab them and pass them out. I'm just getting into art a whole lot more lately. So I'm taking a lot of Q's posts and kind of customizing them a little bit, making them a little more artistic. If you have not checked out the video, this video will get Donald Trump elected. Check it out. It talks about what our movement is about. All right, Q dropped this. It is an image of a flag, and there's a message in the file name, which is God bless United States of America underscore prepare PNG. That's your message, prepare. Because things are happening. And Anon posted this, Dan Coats out, forced, soon, source, Trump friend, Chris Ruddy. I have not able to confirm this. I looked for news reports and couldn't get anything that was confirming this, but Q responded, interesting that this leaked already, Q. And that is the only thing Q has commented on about that. The Hill posted a tweet, it's an interview with Elizabeth Warren, saying that officials have a duty to invoke the 25th Amendment if they think Trump can't fulfill his presidency. Q posted that link. The fear is real. Something big is coming, Q. So we got people like Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris and all these other people talking about, we may have to get rid of Trump with the 25th Amendment because, well, if we don't get rid of him, he might prosecute us. Yes, prosecution is coming, and this is not a drill. Q wrote this. Chatter uptick regarding how to effectively prevent crosstalk about the anti-narrative across all social media and online platforms. Ability to prevent crosstalk narrows comms only to fake news, which provides for more control over what is released to inform the public. So I'm going to stop right there for a second. I think what Q is saying is that social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Reddit don't like the fact that we are cross-pollinating and spreading information about Trump's plans and Q's plans. So those people that own and operate those platforms are trying to figure out how they're going to essentially censor us and prevent us from cross-posting information to spread this information out. So Q then writes, a series of scenarios is currently being conducted to game the system, in brackets, to test responses by us. What is the risk of doing that? And they're going to calculate the results. Another thing they're considering is censorship added, in brackets, layers of inserted code through keyword targeting in bio, in history, and comments, plus Individual platform mods have failed to curtail the problem. So another possibility is blaming China, Russia, and Iran on a fake takedown hack of selected platforms. And they'll say that the platform is down for maintenance. That is one way of shutting down a social media platform. It's one scenario being game played. In brackets, 0 day. Then Q writes, countermeasures are in place. So the president's people are aware of this and they're already taking countermeasures. Examples, think about the emergency presidential alert system. Think about White House controlled new real-time news website. Think about the White House controlled new video stream platform. Think about here on 8chan. Should this occur, immediate steps will be taken to classify each as a public utility, essential public services, to gain appropriate government regulation control. Why do we make things public, Q? They're making it public so that we are informed about what is going on. Q previously said in September, posted a link to the Patriots Fight catalog, and said that Patriots Fight is for main points of interest only. That was back in September. It'll serve as the main hub of all communications once all other sites tracking Q collapse, and traffic will then only be on 8chan if you're talking about Q. What part of another wave of attacks coming yesterday wasn't understood? This is not a game, Q. I hope that never happens. I hope we don't ever get to the point where we can only talk about Q on 8chan, but they've already got some plans in place to deal with that. All right, and Anon posted a graphic of some previous posts about Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, and their spy operation in London, and said this is a great proof. Anons are months ahead of the news. Q reposted that and said the Corinthia Hotel, Q. Anon said they're getting super desperate. Q said yes, they are, Q, and posted a link to NewsGuardTech.com. NewsGuard is an extension you can install in your browser that is run by journalists who are checking news and information and disinformation, and they're analyzing who is providing true news and who isn't. They'll do it for you. You don't have to discern truth. You don't have to worry about ferreting through what is lies and all that. You can just install that little thing in your browser, and they'll do all the work for you and tell you what to think. Look, I would just suggest don't rely on Snopes and all these other places. I did years ago, and I don't do that anymore. I read for myself, and I think for myself. And I'm not always right, but you can get better at it if you practice. And Anon posted a map of the area surrounding the Corinthia Hotel and said right next to where that traffic cam pics were taken. And Q dropped some of the pictures as a Corinthia Hotel. And Anon said, hey, found the camera, pointed to it right up there where the pictures were coming from. Q reposted that. And another Anon looked on TinEye for image results. Zero results, searched over 34 billion images. And Q said, always zero results. Well, what does that tell you? That tells you that those images are originals. Okay. And Q posted a long list of links to a lot of different news outlets. Breitbart, Fox, The Verge, PBS, Fox, MSNBC, New York Times, CNN. These are links to search queries for the term QAnon. And Q wrote, pick a network, any network, search QAnon. And then at the bottom, Q wrote, reconcile Q. So I just did some searches, and this is one from Washington Post. They've got a lot of articles on Q and Vox and Wired and Fox News. All right. That is all I have for this thread. Like I said, I'm working on another thread today. I'll have the video for that one up as soon as I can get it done. So be encouraged, Patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Pragmatic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.